the Dakota and the Blue Lagoon and other places are doing. Similarly, Officer or Sergeant Baker and other police officers under his direction or ultimately under his supervision or of the other sergeant who's down there are harassing acoustic musicians up and down the avenue, not necessarily in a systematic way, but certainly in a significant way, so that it tends to make it intimidates people and puts them in an uncertain situation who are out on the streets just doing, essentially contributing, I think, to the ambiance and the character of the Santa Cruz Pacific area. But this is supposed to be your phone call. What have you got to say?
I'm trying to get my voice here. I think we're all going to get, if people resort to violence over what they're upset about, we'll definitely all get arrested.
Well, you know, nobody's really proposing violence here, although I must say that privatizing an area is a direct form of violence. It's as though some big thug set up a fence on the avenue and said, I'm going to do what I want right here and nobody else can come in, or my private guards with their guns will come and take you away. That's what Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe and the city council are saying to the community. So, in a way, that's a pretty, you know, a pretty direct form of state violence. Now, my suggestion to people, if they want to fight this, and, you know, one only has a certain amount of energy, and you got to pick your battles.
Boycott.
I've suggested a boycott that is also involves going up and talking to Matisse Selman, the owner of Sushi Now, and Ali Ka, the owner of Alibaba's Cafe, and also the New Leaf Market, to whom, as I mentioned, I delivered a letter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And though New Leaf Market has not come out specifically in favor of this, because it's not opposing it, to me that is just as bad. I mean, their silence gives consent, as far as I'm concerned. They're letting it happen in front of their doors, and, you know, they're a big business and could have a significant voice if they chose to, but they're choosing not to. So to me, that kind of hiding behind the curtains while the brown shirts march up and down and do their thing on the street is not a positive deal, and it's not something we should support. So yeah, boycott, but also talk to them. Say, I want to spend money at your place because I like local businesses, and I do. I patronized Sushi Now. I didn't patronize Alibaba's Cafe so much because Ali had a running war with the people on the street. He really did, and I mean, nice a guy as he imagines himself to be, and occasionally, or, you know, he has a different sense of what his rights are and what other people's rights are. It's not that he isn't a nice person as a personable and amiable individual, and even a passionate and caring person, no doubt, for his friends and even for some of the street folks out there. But what he's doing is just so wrong that he has to be boycotted, I think, or at least the message has to be sent. There are other things that could be done. You know, as the weather warms up, we could have a nude inn down there. You know, we could continue. You can still set up a table. It's kind of strange. You can't sit on the sidewalk once this fence goes up, but you can sit on your own chair on a table if you're not blocking the sidewalk, though, of course, I was arrested for blocking the sidewalk, ironically, in an area off to the side, which was, you know, which will be a part of the new area that is their private preserve of Alibaba's Cafe and Sushi Now, right next to the planter. But, I mean, there are different kinds of protests that could be launched, and it just depends on how many people want to do it. And I encourage people to either come to the Huff meeting, which is every Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning.
I have an idea, but I got to hang up to do it.
Sure. Well, why don't you go ahead? Give me the idea.
Oh.
Or unless you want to talk about some other point.
I have someone that might call you back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that means phone lines are open, 427-3772, talking about the situation downtown on Pacific Avenue at Pacific and Lincoln Street, and Pacific and Soquel. I guess that's where the street jogs and changes names, where the city is with the collusion of the Merchants, Downtown Association, I assume the Del Mar Theater, and New Leaf Market are pressing on to get rid of a whole bunch of people. And then to pursue them further, and I'll be reading more about that later in the show. Let's hear some more. Again, we return to the Hosts Downtown Information Center about a month ago, where I and others were trying to file a complaint with Terry Butler about the music that was amplified on the sidewalk. We're going to hear a little bit of that, and then I'll take this next call.
This works just as good.
Stop.
What's your name, sir?
Justin Squires.
And are you trying to make a complaint to the police department, or you just want? This is a card about.
This goes there.
This is a general complaint. This is not a complaint to the police department that actually requires a police response. You might want to call a police officer.
I just don't want to deal with him because I have to deal with the sergeant if he comes down here, and me and him don't see eye to eye.
I see.
Me and him will have words, and then he'll be mad at me again. I've already apologized once. I don't want to apologize to him again.
Now, would you would like to, if you weren't having a problem with the sergeant, you'd like to make a complaint to the police department about this?
No, I know he'll come down. I would, but I know he'll come down. He did last time I made a complaint down there.
I understand. So you, in fact, feel intimidated for making a complaint to the police department?
Pretty much. He pretty much told me he'll remember my name if I ever step the wrong way.
Now, I also tried to get a comment.
The nice sergeant, the bald-headed sergeant.
Sergeant's cool.
Talking about Sergeant Baker, perhaps?
The one's got an accent.
Talking about Sergeant Officer. Maybe talking about Officer Brandt, I'm not sure.
He asked my opinion, and I gave him my opinion, and it hurt his feelings, because, he's really, really rude.
Not a sergeant, I know you're talking about.
Well, he's got the bar, he's got the things, he was wearing the jacket, has the three things on it. He's in the...
Was he this morning?
No, it was last night I saw him when we came down.
I know you're talking about.
He cruises around a cruiser, but he comes up there and calls us a bunch of punks and everything else.
I don't know about that. I know the sergeant you're talking about.
I had 20 witnesses. We filed a complaint, and he came down and pretty much told me if that ever happens again, that he will remember me, and I will be sitting in the Santa Cruz.
Why don't you get the name of that sergeant in the future? Because
look at it that night because he had his jacket on. I didn't see if it had it on there, but once I see him again, I'm definitely going to get it.
Sounds like Terry here knows the name of that sergeant. Terry, you want to tell us the name of that sergeant?
Well, sergeant, I can possibly think about sergeant on duty last night.
Well, you know the bald-headed cop that's out here, the older one? It's like he's got an accent, sounds like he's from Germany or something. He's an older guy, maybe 40 years old.
The only one I know has an accent is Officer Brandt. It's Australian. I don't know.
I think that might be him then. He is really, really rude. He has no... We were trying to be nice to him, and then he said something real rude to me. Well, you drunk and bad. I said, I don't drink, so how can you say that I am? I said, if anything, and I was honest, I said, I might smoke a little pot here and there, but I don't do it sitting out here. There's no way that I'm doing anything wrong. And he was just like, well, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked my opinion on something, and I told him, and he started turning three shades of red and called me a punk and told me he'd have me in the Santa Cruz jail underneath it if I ever filed a complaint on him again. That's the only reason he came down here. It was because I filed it on him from the night before.
Where does this music come from? It's playing right there?
Yeah, it comes from the CD player.
So, has this music been ordered by somebody, or is this just a choice that the hosts are making? I'm asking you.
Is this the paper? It's in the paper, Robert.
What paper is it in?
It's in the Sentinel.
I haven't read anything about the music. What's happening?
It's in the Sentinel.
Well, I'm just asking you.
I'm asking the questions. It's in the Sentinel. That's all I'm going to see with you. It's in the Sentinel.
So you're not going to tell me whether you're, in fact, doing this on orders of somebody else?
It's in the Sentinel. I'm doing it on orders.
Just asking.
It says the names.
Okay. You're doing it on, who is ordering this, do you know?
Who are you adjusting the cards to?
Let's take a look at the card. The card is addressed to the Santa Cruz City Council. The City Council has ordered classical music?
We fought the City Council in Chico and we won, but we had to get 2,000 signatures.
Because I was at the City Council meeting where this whole issue was discussed, and there was no resolution calling for classical music that I know of.
Noriega, when they got him out of that building down there about 15 years ago, it's kind of a mental thing to get us off that corner.
Yeah, drive you insane with loud music.
Because they know we can fight that fence thing and win. And they're doing that because they know to run us off.
Okay, well, I what we need to do is you need to find someone who's not afraid to file a complaint with the police department, because that's what's required. So we should be back here to get a person who's looking for a formal complaint to the police department. This is unreasonable noise at this time of day for these folks. Do you want to file a complaint with the police department?
I could. I don't know what's involved with that.
You just wait here, and a police officer comes down, and you claim that this noise is unreasonable noise. You wish to file a complaint against the people who are doing it.
Sure, I could. No problem. I hang out down there, and it's really...
You have to ask Terry to call a police officer, and we'll attempt to file a complaint.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
You don't mind if I tape record this?
No, I don't mind at all.
In fact, I think it's important that we do.
Okay, good.
Pulling out a yellow card, the music playing from the Downtown Information Center is blaring at me out by New Leaf Market. It is disturbing. Disturbing the people, actually. Name is?
Adam Robertson.
Okay, Adam, let's try if we can do that.
Well, you think they're going to keep doing it at every place we go?
I don't.
Because down there...
We're outside on the street here.
When they cross the street coming from the movie theater. I stopped and asked them. They said there's no problem. Yeah. They just don't want no fights and no drinking by their business. by that surf shop at the end of the block down there. Past Palomar, where you cross the street, that crosswalk, that's that other planter down there. It's right where the guy used to blow those bubbles at night and all that stuff on that corner, but it's back this side of it.
Is it before you get to
it's right, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right before that.
There's that, a new building in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new surf shop.
Well, he turned this off. I'll talk
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to move to.
Well, before you do, this guy wants to file a complaint with the police department.
Right. Okay.
I'll see you here.
There you go.
All right.
And he wants me to be present, Terry, with a tape recorder. So
I can help you.
Hi there. Yeah, here we're Gunther. Over in Lot 9, there are two men.
Cedar Street.
Yeah, across from the Elm Street Mission.
Okay, go ahead.
And, okay.
450896.
Holly!
Meet you. Okay.
Right. Parking meter made okay. Is filing a complaint.
Can we drop it delivery? What do you want to do?
I want to file a police complaint about the music.
Okay. No problem. We'll do that right now.
Okay.
Don Host? Who's the city, who's the sergeant supervisor today?
All the people I got are homeless people.
You're doing some photographing of folks here.
It's like a pretty cool set.
I see a police officer and a man with a sign. Do you have a random act of kindness day, man with a cup sitting on the sidewalk? And apparently Terry has dashed into the back so as not to be recorded.
Okay. Would you ask people if you can meet me down at Station 3? I have a citizen here who wished to file a formal complaint. One moment. Sir, against which officer? Is the officer specifically or?
Pardon me?
Hold on. Here he is. Here.
Hello?
Okay. What's the name?
Hello?
Let me call.
There's nobody on the phone.
Hello?
Hello? I want to file a complaint about the excessive noise downtown. It's coming out of the Downtown Information Center. It's, they have a speaker. Can you send somebody down here? At the Downtown Information Center.
1126 specifically. Okay, this is easy for you.
Who?
Right here.
What did who just tell me? He didn't... The one right by the New Leaf Market. He's helping some other people. All right.
Commission, can I help you? Just here. 312.
Phone call continues. Here we're catching one side of it.
All right. We'll see that next time.
Okay. Bye.
So, Sugar, you were talking about what happened last night here. You want to give us some more of a description of how that went down?
But before Sugar does that, I'll let you know you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. This is Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides. My robes are broad because they've got to cover my broadsides. But you can call in and chat anyway, 427-3772. The complaint that you heard the individual try to lodge with the police department by phone through the intervention of Terry Butler, the host, who was trying in his own way to facilitate that, was not completed because we waited for 45 minutes and the police never showed up. However, about a week later, I did file a formal complaint. I'll be talking more about that after this phone call.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, Mike Drew here.
Hey, Mike.
I'm really interested in your conversations and your work there today concerning the music downtown that's come out of there. I was actually going to talk to that a friend of mine had suggested to call in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're kind of on top of that situation. Was down there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the music that they were playing, the quote unquote classical music that they were playing, was so morbid and so irritating that I had to move to the opposite side of the block. I literally went over there. I like all kinds of different kinds of music. I'm a musician myself. And I got over there and I went, what is this? You know, I'd heard just rumors about it, but it was literally irritating. It was nauseating to me.
What time did you show up there, Michael?
Oh, it was about mid-afternoon, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And how loud was it?
It was loud enough to be heard across the street where that little art place is, that little card shop is across the way.
Mm-hmm.
From that corner, as I got closer, obviously, because I wanted to know exactly where it was emanating from, it got louder and everything, and I was shown by somebody that was standing there who obviously was upset by it, too, that you know, that it was tucked into a place that was not really. Somebody said that this was connected with the downtown, whatever the people are down there. What is it?
Yeah, downtown. Go ahead.
Yeah, the association down there, or whatever. It's not really. It's right on the corner of a couple of buildings. You know, the New Leaf and whatever the next building is over there.
The music comes from the Downtown Information Center, but it's the actual speakers are a couple of buildings down. I mean, they control the CD in the Downtown Information Center.
Right. Now, my question is, at this point in time, I had a couple other comments too, but regarding this is that. I understand that places like the Blue Lagoon and the Catalyst and other places that actually have live music and that sort of thing there, the ordinances state that the music should not leave the boundaries of their buildings, their businesses. Is that correct?
You know, that's a very good question, and I haven't researched it. It should be researched, and I encourage anybody listening who's interested in pursuing this to, you know, look into that and give a call to 423-HUFF, which is the phone line for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, if you come up with any information. And I had assumed that when you heard a tape of some of us trying to file a complaint
right.
with the Post. A week later, as I mentioned, I was able to file a complaint. Actually, I think it was 3 or 4 days later. I was trying to register voters and do petitioning in front of the planter,
mm-hmm.
and the music was annoying and disturbing, and also I felt there was a differential enforcement whereby Alibaba's cafe owner can just point to somebody and say, that man has a drum and he's threatening to drum, and they can get, you know, the person warned that he'll be cited for excessive noise.
Yeah, that's happened to me, yeah.
It has happened to you. When did it happen to you?
With him, that was happening, I think that happened about a year ago.
With Alibaba?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Alika.
And I kind of left that area. There are a lot of people there that do their music thing, and so it's kind of crowded in that area, too, in terms of being able to perform, and so it wasn't a real issue for me to move off from there, but I know of other people that have run into problems with that guy, and nobody really wants to deal with him, but you're right. All he has to do is snap his fingers, and there's a policeman there to harass.
Right, so what I did was I went into, along with Dan Hopkins, into the Host Center. I may have played this tape some weeks ago on Free Radio, and I filed a formal complaint, and I actually got Officer Bailey to take the complaint. He said, first he wanted to just make a police report, and I said, mm-hmm. no, I don't want a police report. I want to make a citizen's arrest. I want to file a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Citizen's arrest does not necessarily mean you take somebody into custody. It just means you have to sign a form which says you are claiming that a crime is occurring, you're witnessing it, and you want to file a complaint about it. So I did that, and the person I had to file a complaint against, of course, was the African-American host, Terry Butler, because he's the guy who was sort of in charge of the CD. He turned down the CD, and I filed the complaint. And immediately after I filed it, his superior said, you must leave the Host Center. You are now trespassing and unwelcome, and we'll have you arrested if you come back.
Wow.
Which, of course, is illegitimate. They're an agency that gets money from the public.
I was just going to ask there, who sponsors that particular group?
Yeah, the Downtown Association has a contract with it, but its board of directors has the mayor, the vice mayor, and the head of the redevelopment agency sitting on its board. So it's clearly they can't do that. Now, they did intimidate me away from the headquarters for about 2 weeks, but I came back, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking to get those kinds of threats.
I'm sure.
But in any case, there was a complaint filed, and I actually have here, and I'll be reading as soon as we hang up, I'll read the disposition of that complaint, and it's an interesting conclusion to the whole situation. And of course, it's what you might expect. They completely dismissed the complaint without even filing it.
Right.
So I'll be talking about that in a moment. But you got some more things you want to say?
Yeah, there's a couple of other things I wanted to mention. One that just for general information of people out there, You know how the Santa Cruz Sentinel has an online kind of a topics-oriented service where you
I think I've seen it, yeah.
Write in and that sort of thing.
Right.
I have one on there that I headed up as the Sanitize Santa Cruz.
Yes, I believe I saw that and took it offline. I was actually going to read it on the air. I was rather impressed. That was back in October, right?
Right, and I've been getting random responses over the last several months to it, and I just wanted to say I was really kind of
why don't you summarize what it was so people who
okay.
don't know can
the first of it was kind of me ragging on Sergeant Baker and the city and so on and so forth for going after me personally for operating for playing music performing music with a very small battery powered amplifier. In fact, I ended up going to court over that. They threw the book at me, so to speak. I got a $300 fine on it.
Was this in Mulligan's court?
Yes,
mistake.
And there was just no way out. They weren't going to listen to anything
yeah,
I had
for,
to say.
For those listening, never allow cases to go to Mulligan's court. Always.
I was told that after the fact.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, right. Everyone should know that. you can disqualify them. It's a 170.6 CCP, Code of Criminal Procedure. And you cite that and you walk in and say, 170.6 CCP, I don't want Mulligan. Get me another judge. And they have to do it. And you do it by going to the window in the basement of the county building in the days before your ticket goes to they give you a month to go in and you just do it then.
Right. But the gist of the thing is that my feeling is, and I've watched this happen, and I put this in my narration to some degree, since the earthquake and since the bigger businesses and their money has come to town and the downtown business association and all that has kind of taken over that area as their quote-unquote mall, and privatized it, the whole idea is to sweep the streets of the undesirables and to lump everybody that isn't moving and or buying into that category. So people on the streets that are just kind of hanging out or playing music or selling beads or, just kind of congregating are fair game for the police. And they do come around and do their sweeps, and they have innumerable ordinances that go into you can't sit here, you can't stand there, and so on and so forth. I've had police officers that literally park themselves beside me at 10 o'clock at night when I was playing up by the Palomar saying, "We know we're going to get a complaint. We want you to stop now."
Mm-hmm.
And there
How
were
long
no
ago
complaints.
Was this?
Excuse me, that was not that long ago. That was like maybe 4 months ago, November or October.
Go ahead.
Would not leave until I stopped playing. And the guy stood there I was kind of, doing a face-off kind of thing, stood there for 45 minutes.
They did the same thing. You heard an earlier tape, which I mentioned the night before, the Christian music man played his boombox.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently six police officers did a stand-up. This time, however, the boombox people, man, supported by the people at the planter, stayed, and the police left, but apparently it was after half an hour.
Well, I could have probably stayed on long enough to have him move off, too, but the fact of the matter is the approach that they make to you is that somebody will arrest you eventually if you continue to play.
Yeah, right. As happened to this fellow who I interviewed called Hari, who was taken away for playing at the Cooper House about 2 or 3 weeks ago for trespass, even though the place was closed and there was nobody there. And it was, in the area that is open to the public, even if it is, theoretically the entire sidewalk, businesses have an easement on the sidewalk, but it's also open to the public. So, it's a really, this is a disputed zone. I mean, properly so. Go ahead.
Exactly. And again, what is open and free access to the public is becoming really, really a gray area down there now. Where you stand and how you behave and so on and so forth is all subject to interpretation by the local police, and they've been given, it seems to me, like carte blanche to interrogate, harass, whatever they want to do, to try and get people to look at this area as being a commercial zone that is only to be used in, you know, by those people who have are purchased the buildings and or leased the buildings for their, you know, their enterprises and so on and so forth, and the people in the streets are supposed to be consumers, nothing mm-hmm. more and nothing less.
Right.
And to go back to the
Santa Cruz Sentinel.
The Santa Cruz Sentinel and the sanitized Santa Cruz thing. I was put off some degree by the fact that most of the responses that I got, and if you look at it now, currently, there were a few people that said, you know, well, it would be great if we could go back to the 60s and things would be peace, love, and, you know, hope and happiness for everybody in town. But a lot of people that responded to it said, good for the police, they're getting rid of the riffraff, they're getting rid of, you know, we don't want to take our kids down there because of the crime and because of the crummy people that we have to deal with on the streets, the homeless, the people that may have mental illnesses or whatever, and this is a good thing.
How many responses actually were there?
I probably got maybe 6 or 7.
Right.
And that was the other thing. I didn't get a lot of responses. And of those 6 or 7, I would say 5 of them were against. Yeah, they were hostile to me as opposed to being more in favor of.
Well, I wouldn't be too discouraged by that because the Sentinel, first of all, there's a group of online bigots.
That's what I was finding out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people, they sign on just specifically for the purpose of intimidating people that are trying to,
open up the public spaces.
Get that topic going.
Right.
No, get those topics of discussion going. I actually felt like by them posting, when people read down through there and they see these comments, these kinds of intimidating comments and stuff, aren't going to reply because they know that they're going to have somebody with 4 stars come back and say, you know, that's a bunch of bull, and put down whatever they happen to say. And I'm not sure about that rating business anyway, but that's another story. But the bottom line is that the city council and all the powers that be down there that that have the money are trying to make a concerted effort to get people off the streets. The music on the corner down there by New Leaf is just another example of that, and people are passively allowing that to happen. And when you look at what Santa Cruz was, what Santa Cruz could be compared to what it's becoming, I really question whether or not people have any sense, I guess, of what would be a unique and diverse and artistically oriented center, you know, as opposed to just another downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that people really even are aware, especially the young people, of the potential, coming from the past history of this town, what the potential would be for having this this synergy of art and expression rekindled. I'm not sure that people are.
Well, it's time for you to rekindle it there, Mike.
Well, we're out there and we're doing as often. And I did have one person say, "Get out there as often as you can."
Union of performers might be a good way to start.
Well, you know, about the union of performers, and other people have approached me on that.
Or panhandlers, buskers, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of it ends up being. I think that ended up being a tool of the people that are trying to get rid of that group.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. I think that the people that I talked to that were involved in that were people that were saying, yeah, we, the downtown, the green shirts or whatever, they want us to move around, they want us to share space, they don't want anybody having conflicts and so on and so forth. But the bottom line of the whole thing is they want you to move around. They don't want you to sit or stand or play in any one particular place.
Well, you know, there is a thing called the Street Performers Guidelines. You're familiar with those.
Right, and that was a part of that. But see, again, that's regulating the whole process. And once you start, you know, if somebody was from out of town and they were just hitchhiking through or driving through in their mini microbus or whatever, and they got out their guitar, they parked, they went downtown, they wanted to share some music with the people here in town and so on and so forth, and people approached them and said, hey, you know, there's a lot of rules and regulations that you've got to follow here. You can only stay here for an hour before you have to move, and you can only stand on certain corners, and you can't play too close to the teller machines.
Well, let me clarify something here, Mike. First of all, the rules and regulations that are in the law are one thing, and they're bad as far as I'm
right.
Generally. I mean, they're the downtown ordinances. You can 10 feet. You can't be 10 feet from a
right,
business
right.
or 50 feet from an ATM. You can't ask for a dime after dark. It's all
right.
The bullshit.
Yeah.
However, the street performers' guidelines aren't the law. They are simply something that was proposed as a sort of a consensual agreement, which people can pay attention to, or they can ignore as they wish.
That's true, but it's based on trying to adhere to the laws.
No, it's not. It's based on trying to give residents, merchants, and performers, all of them, some sort of equal say in what goes on. So that, for example, if you're at a business and you have to hear the same musician playing the same song hour after hour, it seems, you know, I mean, he may be playing excessively loud. But, you know, you might just not get really tired of it. And you would go out and say, look, can I get you to move on?
Right.
And he would say, oh, you're trying to fuck with me, man.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe the merchant is nervous about even talking to the street performers, as many merchants are. If there were not sort of an understanding, not where you could say this is the rule, you can, if there's sort of a peer group that says, look, you can play for as long as you want in a certain location, but if somebody, another performer wants to use a spot, let's say, or, you know, a merchant gets, you know, is going bananas, or the resident upstairs, you know, is getting tired of hearing the same song, he can say, look, the street performance guidelines say that if I tell you now, you have another hour, and both of us will deal with it for an hour, but after that, I'd appreciate it if you'd move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something he can force you to do. You can say, fuck you, I can keep playing here all I want.
Right.
Although, of course, he can then try to call on the law and say it's excessive noise.
And that's what they'll do, yeah.
Right, but he might not even wait an hour. See, it has nothing
to
do with the hour thing allows for a kind of communication and contact. I continue to think it's not a bad idea, but I guess you disagree with me.
Well, I do disagree, and I'll tell you why. The number one, how many people can you say that are a part of that musicians group that have developed that and that are actively participating according to those guidelines?
Not many. I mean, it was 20 years ago. You know?
Right, exactly. The problem is that there are a few people out there that are locals and they're street musicians and they're very proud of what they're doing and they are very respective, I think.
Respectful?
Respectful, thank you, of the merchants and the public in general and so on and so forth. And then there are people that just kind of come and go and they do their thing and sometimes they're annoying to people, sometimes they're actually harassing people and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have no knowledge or understanding of these, you know, these guidelines or whatever.
Right.
So the people that are really the ones that the police and the citizenry, so to speak, are annoyed at aren't people that are following this thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And to try and organize those folks into some kind of a union or a group is going to be next to impossible because they're coming and going and they have no real desire to be a part of something like that anyway.
No, I think I agree with you. I mean, I think you're right. I think the point, though, is that if you have the more traditional musicians who are here, who are organized in a group supporting the guidelines, then the people who come and go will quickly learn that these are and they're likely to have more respect for the, if you will, rules, although they're not really rules, they're more guidelines, than they would if they came from the police department. And they'll understand it because it's coming from people who are musicians, not from people who are, you know, cops and you know, bureaucrats and so forth. That's one thing.
Right, but you know, what that does, though, Dan? For those people that are here, that are playing, that are trying to be mindful of the ambiance of the mall area, whatever, those people end up taking on that enforcement aspect of things, and it forces you.
See, I don't think they should have to enforce anything. I mean, they wouldn't enforce them. They would just say...
Well, I even had, when I first came out here 12 years ago, I had people that would hand me the flyer that would have the guidelines on it.
Right.
Okay, you don't see that anymore.
Right.
But if that's all there was to it, that would be one thing.
Right.
But now I have the downtown people, the police, and the...
The hosts.
Yeah, I want to call them something else, but
pests.
Let's not get into that. Yeah, I have them randomly telling me, "You're supposed to be following your guys' rules. You set those rules, and you should be following those rules." However, they don't give you the rules. They don't do anything except for use that as another means to enforce their rules and regulations.
Of course.
In other words,
you're right.
In other words, there is no union or grouping of the people that are actually performing. All it is it's a use of some old guidelines that they're continuing to try to press on people that are playing down there and or make people feel guilty about not adhering to and so on and so forth. So,
well, nobody
in that respect, what I would propose to people listening to the show is that if there were really a conscientious desire on the parts of the musicians that are here locally to rekindle or reform that group, a core group, so to speak, I would be interested in hearing from those people. And
got an email and a phone number?
I can give, yeah, email would be True Energy, T-R-U-E. NERGY, don't put the second E in there.
Uh-huh.
TrueEnergy.com, or I'm sorry, at the mail, TheMail.
Mm-hmm. That's True Energy, only one E, at themail.com, M-A-L.
I don't think there's a dot com on there, is there? True Energy at the...
Probably is.
Yeah.
.com
okay.
or .org.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't use that address very much, but I use it for my music stuff. And when I do, and if there are people out there that are actually involved in an organization where they are meeting, where they're discussing these issues, I think that would be great, because I think that would be an organized front that could come back to the city council at meetings and so on and so forth and report
right. that
on... Yeah, but that doesn't exist.
Huff does it, but Huff is a sort of a very small group.
Right,
and you know, people are invited to come. That I got to roll pretty quick, okay. Mike. So, is there any more you wanted to say?
No, I don't know about this fence business. Where is that located?
The fence will be located around the planter, right in front of New Leaf Market.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It'll be expanded about to take in about half the sidewalk, and the tables of Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe will be placed in that area, really? And it'll be a closed zone for their customers.
So they're sweeping the area by the new Del Mar now. So
it looks like they may really be related to the Del Mar and the opening of the Del Mar. That's what some of us think.
I'm sure it is.
Hey, listen, come to the Huff meeting yourself, or keep up that struggle. I think I'd like to see a civil rights group forming, even if they don't want to use street performers guidelines. So they got to simply defend the rights of street people and performers. I think it's important, and I think you are doing your bit for that by standing up. And all I got to do, remember, is next time, get rid of Mulligan, man.
I'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
96.3 FM is what you're tuned to on the net. We are www.microradio.net/FRSC for Free Radio Santa Cruz. If you're calling us from out of the area, if you want to call into the studio, it's 831-427-3772. 831-427-3772. Lines are open if you want to join this discussion. The discussion is about the privatization of public spaces downtown. And other issues, of course, are always up for grabs, ranging from civil rights for homeless people. The right to sleep at night is, of course, something that none of us, if you're living outside, you don't have it, even on public property that is unused at night, even if you sleep cleanly and quietly. If you are homeless in Santa Cruz, it's a $54 fine if you fall asleep after 11 o'clock at night on any, repeat, any public property. And current discussions at City Council are making that situation worse rather than better. It's a sad scene, but you can call in and talk about it, and maybe we can change it. That's, of course, what we really need to do. We need to have a tent city, which would be the nexus of some real power, as is the case in Portland, Oregon, as was the case in Santa Cruz with Camp Paradise when it was rolling along back in the last summer and fall last year. Now we don't have a tent city. We don't have a group of homeless people standing up for their rights in quite that way. It'd be good if we did. And I think there are a number of us who would stand up with them, if those of us in the houses who would be willing to fight back on that issue as well. I was talking about, again, the issue at Hippie Planter of the fence is going to be put in around the planter to facilitate the business of Sushi Now, Alibaba's Cafe, and also the Redevelopment Agency and the Downtown Association, which wants to run away the youth and get rid of them from the downtown. I mentioned, and you heard the recording, of some of us trying to file a complaint about the classical music being blasted out at people. And I did, as I mentioned earlier, finally succeed a week or some days later in filing a complaint against Terry Butler. This is the police report, which I finally picked up a couple of days ago, and I learned that, well, I'm going to read the police report. At approximately 15:33, that's 3:33 civilian time, Sunday, January 27th, I was contacted by Robert Norris at the Downtown Association office located at 1126 Pacific Avenue. This is Officer M. Bailey's report. Norris said he was bothered by the music, which is being played on a speaker on top of the roof near New Leaf Market. Norris said the music is particularly loud, and insisted on signing a citizen's complaint against the downtown host. Norris said he knows the downtown hosts are responsible for playing the music and adjusting its volume. He said he understands that the hosts are merely carrying out the demands of their superiors. However, Norris feels offended by the music and signed a citizen's complaint against one of the hosts. Terry Butler, one of the hosts, stood up and said he would take the citation on behalf of the other hosts. I asked Butler to turn down the music, which he complied. I then issued Butler citation P636158 for 9.36.020, Municipal Code Loud Music, Citizen's Complaint, Loud Noise Music, Citizen's Complaint. I had Butler sign the citation on his written promise to appear in court. After a small discussion, Norris left the office. I then told Butler that I was dismissing the charges against him. I told him that I know he is merely following the orders of his immediate superior and his superiors from the Downtown Association and the City Redevelopment Agency. I know that Butler is not ultimately responsible for the music playing and the volume it's set at. I completed an 849B PC form and gave a copy to Butler. I advised Sergeant Goodwin, 112, the current supervisor on duty. I recommend a copy of this report be forwarded to Sergeant Baker and Sergeant McPhillips. Report is for information only. No charges filed. Approved by Sergeant Pruger. So, this is Sergeant Officer Bailey's report, which in essence exonerates the ticket against host Terry Butler. That was interesting. I brought this to Butler's attention about a week ago. I said I'd learned from City Attorney Barrasoni that the ticket had been dismissed, and Butler said, I've heard nothing about it, which contradicts this report, though it doesn't mean Butler isn't telling the truth. It may be that in some way Bailey is inaccurate when he told Butler he was dismissing the charge. So, but it makes me wonder who you can trust, whether you can trust Bailey, whether you can trust Butler. It's hard to tell who you can trust, and all I can do is present the different accounts and let you out there who are listening make up your own minds. What is clear is that there is a discriminatory standard. I have received these kinds of citizen citations, and they don't get dismissed before court. Never. Almost never can you get such a ticket dismissed before court. And you usually have to go through the city attorney and go through the police department. This was dismissed on the initiative of the officer. Didn't even require a sergeant. When I talked to City Attorney John Barrasoni, he told me that a sergeant has the power to dismiss a ticket, a citation, if it does not rise to the level of a violation. However, of course, when you talk to Sergeant Baker, as I did 2 or 3 weeks ago, he will tell you that they have to file these tickets and they can't be dismissed. You get different stories depending on which prong of the bureaucracy you talk to. But clearly, this was dismissed. This is documentation. And it was dismissed not by a sergeant, not by the city attorney, which is a higher level, but by the officer himself, which I find very interesting because I myself was arrested twice in the last 6 months, once for petitioning at the farmer's market and once for being at a table petitioning downtown in front of New Leaf Market. By the same sergeant, Sergeant Baker, I was led away in handcuffs rather than being given the opportunity to sign a citation. I was taken to the police station. I wasn't actually booked, but I was held for half an hour in the back of a squad car, rather uncomfortably in the most recent interval. And I also had my tape recording taken from me in the most recent arrest. And the tape recording was eventually returned to me, although a recording was made for evidence against Zoe Einbinder, who was also arrested with me. Again, all this stuff stemmed from unconstitutional, inappropriate citations by police officers that could and should have been dismissed before they went anywhere, before they resulted in any kind of an arrest, as happened in both my cases. But instead, Sergeant Baker, and I believe in a punitive fashion, because Baker, I suspect, does not like the itemization of his abuses that I've gone into in the last year. I've specified ticket after ticket that he's issued to individuals downtown, homeless and poor people, for harassment, and for harassment purposes, ranging from ticketing a disabled man with a sign, disabled, need money, a ticket that was, he carried all the way to court and had to be actually, and the disabled man had to spend hours and hours and hours of research to fight the ticket, to, of course, Baker's harassment of Sean Duncan, the bicyclist who was hit and run instead of giving the ticket to the driver who hit him in January of last year. The ticket went out to Sean Duncan. There's a whole list of stuff. I don't want to get lost in my critique of Baker, but I'm pointing out here that there's a differential standard, and the differential standard is significant, that we're supposed to be living under one series of laws, but of course we aren't, and that's the significance. I'm now going to play some more tapes.